In this bulletin, the coronavirus death toll continues to rise. Benjamin Netanyahu claims victory in Israel's third election in under a year. And in basketball, Melbourne United bounces back to thrash the Sydney Kings. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The global coronavirus crisis continues to escalate, with health officials reporting the number of infections is now 9 times higher outside China than inside. The death toll has climbed over 3,000 worldwide, with the number of fatalities in Italy rising by 18 to 52. Iran has experienced a 50% jump in infections as its death toll rises to 66. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the number of reported cases in China has fallen to its lowest level since January, and containment measures also appear to be working in South Korea.
We are in uncharted territory. We have never seen before a respiratory pathogen that's capable of community transmission, but at the same time, which can also be contained with the right measures.
Australian health authorities have conceded it's impossible to prevent new coronavirus cases as the first person-to-person transmission is reported in the country. The sister of an infected man recently returned from Iran, and a Sydney doctor have been confirmed as the first locally acquired infections. The 53-year-old male doctor hadn't travelled for many months, and it's unclear how he contracted the virus. The man who raped and murdered a Melbourne comedian has launched his appeal against his life sentence. James Todd was jailed for at least 35 years after pleading guilty to killing Eurycity Dixon as she walked through an inner-city park 2 years ago. Todd had stalked the 22-year-old for more than an hour after she left a comedy show in the city. In sentencing Todd last year, Justice Stephen Kay described his actions as pure and unmitigated evil driven by a dark and sick fantasy. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed victory in the country's third election in under a year. Exit polls show him holding an edge over his main rival, former military leader Benny Gantz, from the centre-left bloc. Israel's main TV channels project that Mr. Netanyahu's Likud party and its religious and nationalist allies will capture 60 seats, leaving it one seat short of the majority needed to claim victory. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat has warned that the election result could lead to more violence, extremism and bloodshed.
And that's very bad. There is another road always. There is another road, the road to peace and the road to end the occupation. But unfortunately, the results tonight showed that the choice was for occupation and settlements and apartheid.
United States commanders in Afghanistan have been given the go-ahead to start the withdrawal of US troops from the combat zone. The pullout is required to begin within 10 days of the weekend peace deal signed with the Taliban. Speaking from the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the initial withdrawal will cut the number of US troops from about 13,000 to just over 8,500.
This is going to be a long, windy, bumpy road. There will be ups and downs, and we'll stop and start. That's going to be the nature of this over the next days, weeks, and months. And so I'm not going to get too excited about what happens at the moment. We're just going to deal with each situation as it arises and make sure we stay focused on the mission. The mission here is to make sure Afghanistan never again becomes a safe haven for terrorists to attack this country.
The U.S. hopes violence in the country will taper off to allow peace talks between Afghan troops to start next week. To sport, and in basketball, Melbourne United has levelled its semi-finals series with the Sydney Kings in one of the biggest thrashings in NBL history. After squandering a big final quarter lead in the weekend's first encounter, United showed no mercy in the second game, smashing the Kings 125-80. The 45-point margin is the biggest for 10 years. Sydney coach Will Weaver says the Kings were outmuscled by their opponents and will need to recover quickly before Thursday night's decider.
The finals brings a different kind of energy to it, and this is our first time going through it as a group, and we're learning as we go, but we got to make sure we learn the lessons of tonight and the other night to bring into Thursday's game, because we've really been outplayed for most of the series.
We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 31. Adelaide, possible shower, 21. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 21 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, late shower or two, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two developing, 21. Sydney, similar, 23. Newcastle, shower or two developing, 24. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 32. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, showers with a storm likely, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.